Master. You've returned. You've truly returned. Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing, Your Highness. It's just. Oh, it's been so long, and I'm just so happy to see you again. Come hither and rejoice, everyone, for our king has returned at last. Well, I suppose a celebration is in order. Sire, let us retreat to your bedchambers, shall we? Milady. Well, the king has finally returned, milady. So happy to see you back, Zaya. I suppose we should start preparing for that ball now. Come, sire, let us begin preparations and get you clean and out of that armor. Excited for tonight's ball, sire? Me too. I know this is probably starting to annoy you, Master, but you have no idea how happy I am now that you're back. I was so scared that you wouldn't return. No, Your Highness. Not once did I ever doubt your skill in battle. Can I ask you a question, Sire? It's something I've been meaning to ask you for some time. Are you. Do I make you happy? I mean, have I been a good servant? Why do I ask? I ask because the last time we saw each other, you seemed to be on. Well, less than ideal terms, I suppose. I kissed you, remember? Well, almost. No, sire. It was just the heat of the moment at the time. It's just. My master before you was so cruel. Hurt me almost every day. And then you came along. You've had my utmost gratitude ever since. I guess you could say you have my complete and undying loyalty to you and the kingdom, sire. That's what I wanted to tell you. Well, you look quite ready. For that ball now. Dashing as always, I dare say. Of course, I mean it. A servant never lies to her king, right? Well, I suppose you'd best be off now, sire. I hope you have a fine evening. How Have a lovely evening, my king. Ugh. Have they any manners for respecting others' sleep time? Oh, come on. Can't you keep the party where it is? Sire? Forgive me for asking, but what in the name of the gods were you doing climbing through my window? I'm at your beck and call, after all. M'lady? No wonder you're drunk. I can assure you, Your Highness, that I am not the Queen. Beautiful like the Queen? I hate to differ with you, sire, but I find that doubtful. And looking proper for you is just another part of my duties as your servant. You really... Well, I suppose I can't blame you for being so sleepy, after all that wine and mead. Well, let's get you out of those party robes and tuck you in. You're gonna have one busy day tomorrow. I always thought you were mighty, but maybe I should have a taste. Oh, what kind of thought is that? I'm a commoner. Hell, for all I know, I could be less than that. I'm not sure I'm even worthy to be your host for tonight. But he did say I was beautiful, like the queen. For all I know, he could be dreaming of me in this very moment. Maybe I'd be servicing him, like the good servant I am, like the good woman I am. A good woman's duty should always be to see to it that her man is pleased every step of the way. I doubt the queen ever pleases sire like I do. Oh, who cares about status? I love you, sire. I know that for certain. It's tastier than I could have possibly imagined. You might not know this, sire, but before you rescued me, I was also a sword swallower. Let me show you. Oh, if only you were awake to see this. To see me, your loving, loyal servant. Mm-mm. So sorry, Your Majesty. But sucking your royal staff just isn't doing it for me anymore. I need you inside me. And I know you want to be inside me too. But I don't deserve to bear your children. I don't even deserve to let you take my virginity. I'll always be just another commoner. My anal virginity, on the other hand. That's right. I'll let you take my arse for the first time. It's the least I could ask for. And I know you'll say yes. Maybe I don't deserve you inside my womanhood, but I certainly deserve you in my arse. By the gods! This is amazing. Your cock, it tastes good. It feels good. Oh, it's hitting all the right places. Sire, I love you so much. I want to take care of you. Be more than just your servant. I want to make your meals, clean your body, clean your bed. Bear your children. And then we live a simple life in a cottage out in the country. Just the two of us and our children. You and I. Last night was spectacular. Sire! No, please. Please, forgive me. I was only taking care of your needs. Really? I know this looks bad. But please, understand that I only wanted to be your good servant. No, No, you weren't cheating at all. It's only cheating if one of us loves each other, and I don't love you. You don't love me either, right? You want me to do this to you daily, Saya? I only intended for this to be a one-time thing, and I was drunk. Well, on love. Oh, I feel so sick. And so are you. The Queen doesn't love you? No, you're right. I don't need to know that. Agreed. Let's keep these trysts between us. Well, Your Highness, we've got quite a day ahead of us. Let's head down for breakfast, shall we?